The topic of Daf Tzadik Zayin, Daf Tzadik Ches, Daf Tzadik Tes is the sugya of Moshiach. And many of the well-known Gemaras, well-known Machloikesin, as it relates to the end of days, specifically the Geula Asida and the coming of Moshiach, are mentioned right here in the Gemaras in Perek Chelek. The Gemara on the bottom of Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis said, Omar Rav, Rav said, Kolu Kol Hakitzen, that all the Zmanim that Chazal and that the Nevi'im had said are Zmanim for when Mashiach is supposed to come, they've all come and gone. Meaning, at this point, we're not waiting for a predetermined time. Rather, ve'ein ha'davar taloi, ela b'tshuva u'masim tovim. All we need to do right now is tshuva. We have to do masim tovim. And as long as we're going to do that, Mashiach is going to come. Meaning, there are certain zmanim before which Mashiach could not have come. But said, Rav, kalu kala kitzin. All those kitzin already passed. So, what are we waiting for? Really, us. As soon as we do tshuva and as soon as we do masim tovim, at that point Mashiach is going to come. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel said, I disagree with you, Rav. Rather, dayoy lo'ovel sheyamoy be'evloy. What does that even mean? So Rashi said, tu pshatim, and what that means. In the second pshat, Rashi said, dayoy lo'ovel, dayan li Yisrael tsar golos afilu beloy tshuva nigolim. Meaning, even if Klal Yisrael is not going to do tshuva u'masim tovim, but that in and of itself, that Klal Yisrael is in golos, and they have to endure the tsar of the golos, even without tshuva, even if they never do tshuva, they're going to have a gula. And the Gemara said that really, this machloikis Rav and Shmuel, which the way Rashi explains, is a machloikis whether or not the geula at this point could come, even if we don't do tshuva. Meaning, Rav said, Ein adover tolui ele b'tshuva masim tovim. Shmuel said, Dai lovel sheyame be'evli, which Rashi says in his second shot, Afilu b'loy tshuva nigalan. So this machloik is whether or not we need tshuva masim tovim for the geula, or we could have the geula even without tshuva masim tovim, is really a machloik is tanon. Not only a machloik is tanon, it's a machloik is Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yishu. The Gemara said, Rabbi Eliezer said, Im Yisrael oisin tshuva nigalan. If the Yidin are going to do tshuva, they're going to have a geula. V'im lav, and if not, ein nigalan. Very clearly, Shitas Rav, that you have to do tshuva. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua told Rabbi Eliezer, "Im ein oisin tshuva, ein nigalin." You're telling me that if the Yidden are not going to do tshuva, they're not going to have a geula. Can't be. Ella Kadosh Baruch Hu Maimel HaMelech Shegzei Rois of Kosheis Kahaman. In the event that the Yidden are going to be in a situation where the geula has to come, but they're not doing tshuva, so Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to manipulate the situation. He's going to appoint a king who is going to impose very, very harb gzeiros, how harb kihaman, the Yisrael oisin tshuva, it's going to force the hand of the Yidden, umachziron lemutav, and as a result of that, they're going to go ahead, and they are going to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the geula is going to come. So says the Gemara, this machloik is Rav and Shmuel, whether ein adover toloi ela b'tshuva masim tovim, we have to do tshuva. Udai lovel sheyamei be'evloi, the geula can come because of the avelus, because of the tzar of the golus. Even if we don't do tshuva, is really a machloikis. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer said him Yisrael oisin tshuva nigalim v'im lav ein nigalim. Rabbi Yeshua said him ein oisin tshuva ein nigalim. It can't be. Kadosh Baruch Hu be maimel hamelech shekzei rois of kashas kahaman v'Yisrael oisin tshuva machzir lemutav. Then the Gemara brings another brisa, a Tanya idach. That brisa is a much longer brisa. It's also Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, where Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, they're hashing it out. Rabbi Eliezer is bringing rayas from Psukim in Nach to his Shita. Rabbi Yeshua is bringing rayas from Psukim in Nach to his Shita. But in the final analysis, we have a rather very fundamental machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, the great Amiron, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, the great Tanam, which, according to Rashi, is a machloikis, whether or not we need to do tshuva u'masim tovim in order to be redeemed, or it's possible that the geula will come even if we don't do tshuva u'masim tovim. Maybe you could say, and maybe it's even emes, we know the Gemara says in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. And really, it's a braisa that begins on the bottom of Daf Yud Amid Beis. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer said, B'tishrei Nivra Ha'olam. The world was created in Chodesh Tishrei. B'tishrei noldu avos. The avos haktoshim were born in Chodesh Tishrei. B'tishrei mesu avos. The avos passed away in Chodesh Tishrei. Be Pesach Noivod Yitzchak. Be Rosh Hashanah Nifkida Sara Rachel V'chana. Be Rosh Hashanah Yotze Yosef Mibeso Asurim. Be Rosh Hashanah Batla Avoida Me Aviseinu B'Mitzrayim. Be Nisan Nigalu Be Tishrei Asidim Ligoyal. So Rabbi Eliezer attributed many, many of the great milestones and the Jewish milestones in Jewish history to the month of Tishrei. Specifically, B'Tishrei Asidim Ligot. Rabbi Shua Omer, Rabbi Shua said, no, all those milestones that you, Rabbi Eliezer, said took place in Chodesh Tishrei really happened in Chodesh Nisan. B'Nisan Nivra Olam. B'Nisan Naldu Avos. B'Nisan Mesu Avos. Etc., etc. And finally, B'Nisan Nigalu. And B'Nisan Asidim Ligoyel. Asher Negel in Yoneinu, we have a Machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, whether the Geula Hasidah is going to be in Chodesh Tishrei, or the Geula Hasidah is going to be in Chodesh Nisan. B'Nisan Nigalu, that's not a Machlekes. The question is, when is the Geula Hasidah going to be? Rabbi Eliezer said, B'Nisan Nigalu, or B'Tishrei Asidim Ligoyel. Rabbi Yeshua said, B'Nisan Nigalu, and B'Nisan Asidim Ligoyel. Yesh Loimar, the Machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua here in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Aleph, is the same Machlekes Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua here in Sanhedrin, Sadik Zayin Amud Beis. Rabbi Eliezer holds et Nisrol Oisin Tshuva Nigalim, Vimlav E Nigalim. The only way the Geula is going to come is if we do Tshuva. So Rabbi Eliezer Lashitosi says, when's the Geula going to come? It's going to come in Chodesh Tishrei. That's the Chodesh of Tshuva. So we're going to do Tshuva in Chodesh Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, Vayomer Hashem, Solachti Kidvarecha. That's the Zman, that's that's the time we do tshuva. So B'Tishrei Asidim Ligot. Rabbi Yeshua holds, no, there's no shaychis. You don't have to do tshuva. Even if you don't do tshuva, the Geula is going to come. Oh, if that's the case, lav davka, it's B'Tishrei Asidim Ligot. Like the original Geula was B'Nisan, this Geula is also going to be B'Nisan. But the truth is, if you take a look at the Marsha has a big problem with Shitas Rashi. The Marsha says, number one, it's not mistaber that the Geula can come if Klal Yisrael doesn't do tshuva. And even Rabbi Yeshua, who said, Ein oisin tshuva, ein nigalin, it's not because the maskana he holds there could be a Geula without tshuva. And the truth is, the Marsha says, read the words of Rabbi Yeshua. What did Rabbi Yeshua say? Im ein oisin tshuva, ein nigalin, ela kodesh baruch hu maimid lahem melech, shek zei rois av kosho is gohaman, vi Yisrael oisin tshuva, umachsiru lamutav. Avada, says the Marsha, even Rabbi Yeshua holds, that the only way the Geula is going to come is if Klal Yisrael is going to do tshuva. The machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua is, whether or not Klal Yisrael on their own is going to have to do tshuva, that's Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. Im Yisrael oisim tshuva nigalim v'im lav ein nigalin. Rabbi Yeshua is arguing that if the Yidden are going to find themselves in a situation where it's so hard for them to come through to a tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to force their hand. He'll be kafaleim harkigiga, so to speak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will manipulate the situation to get the Yidden to do tshuva. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu maimid lahem melech, shek zei rois av kosho is kohaman, read the Gemara, says the Marsha, v'yisrol oisin tshuva umachsir lamutav. Meaning, avada, even Rabbi Yeshua holds, the Geula is only going to come if Klal Yisrael is going to do tshuva. The shail is mer nit, if the tshuva has to come mitzidenu, or whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu may force us, he's going to force our hand and ultimately get us to do tshuva. But on tshuva, says the Marsha, there's no Geula. And the Machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, is mernit, if the tshuva has to come from us, or whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu may put us in a situation we're going to do tshuva. If you look at the Lashon of the Marsha says the Machloikis is whether the tshuva has to be ritzoinis, or it could be hechreches. Meaning, does it have to come from a deep place of Ratzon Alev where we want to do tshuva? Or it could be, no, it's going to be a bechina of, like we said, kof aleim, we really, the Yidden are not holding by doing tshuva, but this gzeiris that Akash is kahaman, and we're going to have no choice but to come together on some level, and like this we're going to end up doing tshuva. In the nusach of some of the other Svarim HaKdoshim, the machlokes Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua is, whether the tshuva is going to have to be in nisarusa de lasata, or maybe it's going to be in nisarusa de la'elo. Rabbi Eliezer holds it has to be nisarusa de lasata. In Yisrael oisim tshuva nigalim, v'im lav ein nigalim. We ourselves have to come to a matzav of tshuva. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua holds, it could be in the sarusa de la'elo, that even if ein Yisrael oisin tshuva, even if we don't do tshuva, meaning even if we're not the instigator of the tshuva, we're not the ma'ir of the tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be ma'irik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make it happen. But at the end of the day, you want to know how the tshuva is going to The Geula is going to play itself out. Bein the Rabbi Eliezer, bein the Rabbi Yeshua. The only way it's going to play itself out is if Klai Yisrael does tshuva. And the truth is, the Psuki HaTorah are very mashma that way as well. The Psukim say, Parshas Vaschanim, Betzar Lachom, so Ucha Kalad Varma Eila, Ba'achris Ayomim. What's going to happen is going to be tzoris b'achris hayomim v'shafta ad Hashem aloykecha v'shamata b'koyloy. And parshas nitzavim v'hoyuk yavoyu alecha kol advarim ha'ela abrocha v'aklol asher nosati levanecha v'shafta ad Hashem aloykecha v'shamata b'koyloy. Psuki atayra, it sounds like the way the Geula is going to come, even if this tzoris, the way the Geula is going to come is at the end of the day, there's going to be some level of tshuva. Machloikis Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua is mernit in the echos of the tshuva. Does it have to be a tshuva ritzoynis? It has to be a sarusa de losata, or could it be a tshuva hechreches? Could it be a tshuva mele'ela? The Marshal runs with this commentary throughout the Gemaras here on Tzadik Zayin Amid Beis and Tzadik Ches Amid Aleph. And one of the things that the Marshal explains is the Gemara on Daf Tzadik Ches Amid Aleph, where the Gemara said, "V'omer Rabbi Yochanan." This is one of the Gemaras with the Hey Ayidiyo in the Sugya of Moshiach. Ein Ben David Ba, Ela B'darshin Kulei Zakei, Oy Kulei Chai. Mashiach's not going to come unless the generation is Kulei Zakai, or the generation is Kulei Chai. B'dorsh Kulei Zakai, how do you know Mashiach's going to come if the door is Kulei Zakai? D'chsiv v'amech kulam tzadikim, oh, loylam Yeshu Aretz. If we're going to be kulam tzadikim, if it's going to be a darsh Kulei Zakai, that's going to usher in the loylam Yeshu Aretz. It's going to usher in the end of days. B'dorsh Kulei Chai, how do you know that? D'chsiv, because the pasuk said, v'yarki ein ish, v'yishtoimem ki ein mafkiya. Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that there was no ish. There's no mafkia. There's not one tzaddik. There's not one person that could daven and can protect the nation. What does the pasuk say later? That also has the ability to go ahead and bring the Yeshua. So the Yeshua is going to come other b'dar shekulei chayiv, other b'dar shekulei zakhi. Says the Marshal, what does it mean Mashiach can come b'dar shekulei chayiv? I mean, the fact that Mashiach can come b'dar shekulei zakhi, that we understand. But what does it mean Mashiach can come b'dar shekulei chayiv? So he says it's Shitas Rabbi Yeshua. Avad at the end of the day, Mashiach's going to come and Klai Yisrael is going to do tshuva. And if there's no tshuva, then it's not possible to have a geula. The question is, how is that tshuva going to come about? According to Rabbi Eliezer, it has to come mitzidenu. According to Rabbi Yeshua, it doesn't have to come to Tzideno. Rabbi Yochanan is going alibi to Rabbi Yeshua, who of course we paskin like, and as a result, he said there's ultimately two ways Mashiach can come. It could be b'dar shekulei zakei, b'dar shekulei chayiv. B'dar shekulei zakei, that's al pi darkish Rabbi Eliezer, where we're going to be kulei zakei, we're going to come to tshuva on our own, where it's going to be a tshuva ritzoynis, isarusa de lasata. Of course that could bring a Mashiach. Kulei amaloi pligi, that could bring Mashiach. Oy b'dar shekulei chayiv. It could also come b'dar shekulei chayiv. How so? A dar shekulei chayiv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ma'amid lohem melech kahaman, who's going to impose terrible, terrible gzeiris, and that's going to force the Yidden to do tshuva. But zok de marsha, even the dar shekulei chayiv, it's not the pshat they didn't do tshuva. They did tshuva. It's Rabbi Yeshua. Im ein Yisrael oisin tshuva, ein nigalin, narvas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will manipulate us and give us no choice to force us to go ahead and do tshuva. But says the Marshal, that's the oimik in this Gemara of Ein Ben David Ba El B'dar Shekulei Zakei Oy B'dar Shekulei Chayiv. But I just want to mention one ha'ara from Rav Tzadik HaKoyim in Lublin. We mentioned this once about Ein Beis Medrash B'lei Chiddush, and this is in Tzidkas HaTzadik. It's in Ois Nun Beis, where he says fire. Tzadik said, what did Chazal mean when they said, Ein Ben David Ba, Ela B'dar Shekulei Zakei, Oy B'dar Shekulei Chayiv? And again, the kash is, B'dar Shekulei Zakei, we understand. But how's it possible that Mashiach's going to come, B'dar Shekulei Chayiv? So says Rav Tzadik, that's Poshit, like the Marshal said, and the Svar Makdoshim said, that unless Klai Yisrael is going to do tshuva, even Rabbi Yeshua holds, there's not going to be a geula. Rashi says, according to Rabbi Yeshua, the geula can come without doing tshuva. It's a shver Rashi. The Pashtus is like the Psukei HaTorah say, V'shafta ad Hashem Elokecha, that Klai Yisrael is going to have to do tshuva. And if we're not going to do tshuva, then there's not going to be a geula. Stating that, Ador Shekulei Chayiv still has the capacity, said Rav Tzadik, to do tshuva and to bring the geula. And the Oimek HaDvarim is based on a Gemara that every single person who learns the Gemara knows. It's the Gemara Kedushin Daf Mem Tes Amid Beis. The Gemara says, if someone's Mekadosh an Isha, alatnai. And he says, Hare at mikudeshes li bitabazu kedas moshe v'Yisrael al minas she'ani tzadik. Says the Gemara, afilu rosh ha'gomer. Even if this person, as far as we know, is a rosh ha'gomer, he's the farthest thing from a tzadik. Mikudeshes. Talochas, this woman is mikudeshes. Vade mikudeshes, sofik mikudeshes, that's a whole schmooze. But mikudeshes, sheme hiru tshuva bedaita. Because we're concerned that maybe this person was mahara betshuva, and if he was mahara betshuva, he's a tzaddik, and if he's a tzaddik, it's a kedushin. So therefore, if someone's mekadesh and nisha, amanasha and tzaddik, even if as far as we know he's a rasha gomer, still sheme hiru betshuva bedaita, and as a result, the kedushin is something that we have to be chayish for. So Rav Tzadik said, you see from here, that a yid can do tshuva afilu mitahiru tshuva. You think to do tshuva, you have to karavelt. To a degree, if you want to do tshuva, you do have to caravel. Tshuva shleima for sure. But there's a bechina of tshuva that even a hiru tshuva bedaitoi, a real erlich krecht, if a person's able to cough that up, that in and of itself qualifies as tshuva. And the darsh hakulei chayiv of Rabbi Yeshua, the darsh hakulei chayiv of Rabbi Yochanan, which is mavur in the Gemara, can bring Mashiach. Avad, it's not going to bring Mashiach on tshuva. It's psukei atayra. How could Mashiach come without tshuva? But you know what? What level of tshuva you're going to need? It's not the tshuva shleima. Even a hiru tshuva, kemavur in kedushin daf meptes on the days, that in and of itself is going to be enough. And maybe the oimek hadvarim, in understanding the words of Rav Tzadik, is that it's yodua that Rav Chaim Vital writes in his Shar HaGilgulim, quote, Pamacha sha'alti l'moirizal, I once asked my Heiliger Rebbe Darizal, Eich hoya oimer li, shen nafshi hoysa kol kach mu'ulo, kin niskol il. Darizal used to tell Reb Chaim Vital that his nefesh, his soul, was so, so holy. And his avoidus were being piled things in the ilomois that are in l'shair ve'in l'tar. So Reb Chaim Vital said, I once mustered up the courage to ask my Rebbe, Eich hoya oimer li, how are you telling me that my nefesh is kol kach mu'ulo? V'arei akotun she bedoiris harishoinim, hoya tzadik v'chosid she'en ani magi. He said the koton, mamish, the smallest of the Deiris HaRishonim was on a level of tzaddik v'chassid that I can't touch literally his heels. So what are you telling me I'm so special? V'omali, and Reb Chaim Vital said, the Rebbe told me, Dalucho Yishono, ki maisa koton mo'oid, bedor hazeh, the smallest maisa that a person does in this generation, shokol kekama mitzvahis gedoyloi shebedoyros achroinim. It's literally equal to so many incredible mitzvahs that peoples did in previous generations. Ki bedoyros seilu, said Arizal, in this generation, haklipa goyveres mo'oid mo'oid le'en keitz. He said, the klipa so strong, it's mo'oid mo'oid le'en keitz. Masha enkin bedoyros harishoinim. So Arizal told Reb Chaim Vital, you're 100% right. If you're going to compare your avoida Ba'asher Husham to the avoida of the Deiris HaRishonim, the katan shebe Deiris HaRishonim ha'yitzadik v'chosid, that you can't even come to his akavoy. But you know what the difference is? In the Deiris HaRishonim, the klipa wasn't goyvera so much. He said, but b'deiris seilu ha'klipa goyveris ma'oid ma'oid la'en keitz. And as a result, the value of your meisim, the value of your mitzvahs, the value of you overcoming a temptation is so much greater than what people were able to do in previous generations. And that's what I mean, said Ariza, when I always tell you that your nefesh is kol kach mu'ula. It's not because the sum of your avoida is greater than the sum of the avoidas of the previous generations. Fakert, it pales in comparison. But considering what you need to go through, you have to fight through the klipa that's goyveris ma'oid ma'oid la'en keitz. Whereas in the Deiris HaRishonim, they didn't have to, and it's for that reason your avoida is on this greisa mailan, this greisa madrega that it is right now. In a darsha kulei chayev, in a door of Achris Hayomim, a door that we're living in right now, where, imagine, that Rizal wrote this hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years ago, that the klipa is goyveris ma'oid ma'oid la'en keitz. What would that Rizal have said about today's generation? It's poiches v'hoylech. How strong is the klipa today? It's incredible. You see people sitting and learning. It's mamish. It's nisim in a flois. When you consider what's going on in the gas, it's absolutely unbelievable. And yet, you have a generation of people that are maybe not able to come to the avoiders, they're not able to come to understanding the learning, Maisim Toivim, with the richtige kavanis, the way even the cotton shed the Doris HaRishonim was. But at the same time, in this Dor Shekulei Chayev, like what Tzadik says, a Hiru Tshuva, an Erlecha Hiru Tshuva, that has literally the ability to turn the world over. And it's in that context that a Chayech Tshuva in a Velt Shekulei Chayev, a Keret, it's Taika B'Dor Shekulei Chayev, that the matzev is so intense that it's possible for us to come to a geula, even with a very, very small thing. You know, Rabbi Shua said, "Benisan nigalu, benisan asidim ligam." Pashim shad is it's a mitzvah sasech as man garama, right? It's Nisan. The zman of the geula was Nisan, and the zman of the geula is going to be Nisan. But I think there's an oimek advarim. I'll pee all this raid. The oimek advarim is when Klal Yisrael was redeemed in Chodesh Nisan. When the Yidden were Mitzrayim, we were in the Memtesh Sharei Tumah. The Klipa in Mitzrayim was also Goyveres Ma'od Ma'od. Mitzrayim was Molei Gilulim. Mitzrayim was Shtufei Zima. The Matzev in Mitzrayim was very, 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 very bad. And Klal Yisrael were literally saved. We were redeemed. How were we redeemed? It was in a Sarusa de Le'ela, if there ever was one, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, come, we didn't do tshuva. Right, the Yidden did tshuva in Mitzrayim. When the Yidden came to the Yam Sof, a week later, the Yam didn't want to split. The Yam said, halalu oiv de'avoy dezara, v'halalu oiv de'avoy dezara. If the Yidden did tshuva, so what was the problem? No, we did tshuva. It's a big nafkamina. The Teretz is Klal Yisrael had not done tshuva. In fact, the Navi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to give us two mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Dam Pesach and the mitzvah of Dam Milos, like we should have epis vosos schus. But really, it was as a schus that we got. But really, it was 100% the Sarusa de Le'ela. That's the way the Yidden left Mitzrayim. It was B'Nisan Nigalu. We left Mitzrayim in Chodesh Nisan, but the Mahalach that we left with was the Mahalach of the Sarusa de Le'ela. Rabbi Yeshua says, B'Nisan Nigalu, B'Nisan Asidim Ligal. That the Geula can come in that way as well. Ador Shekulei Chayev, like the Yidden war when they were in Mitzrayim, a door that's halalu oiv de avoy dezara, mit hashtikol mitzvah, adam pesach, adam milo, that in and of itself has the ability to take us out of Mitzrayim. You know, we mentioned over the years, before when we were learning Masechtas Pesachim, that all the Svarim HaKadoshim talk about, that the Yidden were oiv de avoy dezara, they were literally shtufim in all the averus of the Mitzrayim, the lowest of the low. But we did adam pesach, and we did adam milo, and boom, because they shechted a carbon, and now, by the way, these are serious mitzvahs, obviously. But at the same time, with two mitzvahs, the ever alayach, the erech mispaises is bidomayach, the oimelach bidomayach, how you check, the oimelach bidomayach, how you check, boom, all of a sudden we go 0 to 1,000 and we're going to be redeemed. So we said over Torah from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and we said over from Rabbi Gedal Yeshur and Ar Gedal Yo, that these two mitzvahs, the mitzvah Pesach and Milo, are not just mitzvahs. These are mitzvahs that give a person the ability to supercharge, right? Pesach is miloshin sheposach. That a person, through bringing the carbon Pesach, is able to be medalig al aharim, mikapitz al agvois, and that's the oimik of Pesach and Milo. We said over, the Rabbi Gedal Yeshua brings from the Ishbitzah, who said, Chazal say, Dover tziva le'elef dar zu Milo. So he said, what's the oimik? He said that if a person would want to, on his own, try to reach the madrega that a child gets in 1 second when he does bris milah, meaning a person's going to say, I want to get the kedusha bris milah and I'm going to work on it. It would take 1,000 generations. And in 1 second with a bris milah, dovar tzivul elof darzu milah, a person can come to. These are two mitzvahs that allow a person to go 0 to 1,000. Enochinami, that's these two mitzvahs. Oh, but the emes is a little bit of an oimekir. I think maybe I'll pee Reb Tzadik. The Yidden were in a dar shekulei chayev. They were ligging in the klipa that was geveris ma'oid ma'oid of mitzvah. And in such a world, Adam Pesach and Adam Milo, like Rav Tzadik says, a Hiru Tshuva has the ability to take a person out of that situation. Mashiach's going to come, Oy B'dar Shekulei Zakai. Adar Shekulei Zakai, like the Marshal and the Sfarim say, Adar where we're going to be Zoicha to do Tshuva on our own. It's going to be Adar where we're going to be Zoicha to Nisarusa de Lasata. Halavai, we should be holding by that. Oy B'dar Shekulei Chayev. There's going to be a generation where the Klipas Goyveres Ma'oid Ma'oid, where the situation is going to be so difficult and so challenging. And in that generation, even a Hiru Tshuva, Kimavur, B'Kedusha, Memtes, Amadeis, can take a person from being a Rosh Gomer and making him into a Tzaddik. At the end of the day, we're going to have to do Tshuva. But Kubi, we don't have to do as much as we think. An Erlich Hiru Tshuva, says Rab Tzaddik, in a Dar Shekulei Chayev, a challenging Dar like we're living in right now, that too has the ability to bring the Geula, just a little bit of an understanding of the Machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, which is the Machloikis, Rav and Shmuel, which is also these two Inyanim that Rabbi Yochanan talks about, in Bein David Ba, Ella bedarsha kulay zakai, I bedarsha kulay chayef.